The Base, Tablet 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verses 1 to 3. Because of the desire of God, the balance between the creative forces was disturbed and the three operative powers were released. The operative power of the sattva-guna, sentient force, with the presence of the operative power of the tamaguna, brought the feeling of I know, intelligence, into play. The operative power of the rajaguna, mutative force, with the presence of the active tamaguna, invoked the feeling of I do, action, energy, and the release of the operative power of the tamaguna resulted in the manifestation of fine ethereal factors. Then the feeling of I have done, memory, was awakened. With this, the three parts of the ego were evolved, and the unit consciousnesses came into existence. Unit consciousness is the manifestation of consciousness in the gross universe in the illusive state of being separate from the rest, God. This illusion of being separate from the universe was created because of the influences of the ego, I. This resulted in unhappiness and causing the unit consciousnesses to become lost, suffer, and inflict suffering on others also. The dot in the middle of the circle represents this release of the operative powers of the three gunas, which created the vibration. This sound vibration, which is the same as the creative forces in the universe, is the Word. This Word, or the creative powers in the universe, is the one responsible for all things being created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1, verses 4 and 5. The life force, energy, movement, is the power of the Rajaguna, which is in the universe. In Him was life. In the higher level, when this energy, life, is in the sentient state, light, sattva, it is the light of the unit consciousness, man. But because of the influence of the tamaguna, darkness, this energy or life force, prana, becomes bondage. So the light, although always present, will not be comprehended by this darkened consciousness, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The life force in the universe is prana, rajaguna, and is in God, universe. In Him was life. Also, sattvaguna, in the operative state, is the light of the consciousness. This light which comes alive with life, rajaguna, is also in every man, and the life was the light of men. But those who are darkened by ignorance, power of the tamaguna, comprehended it not. So the life is rajaguna, the light is sattvaguna, and darkness is the tamaguna, separate I, in the universe. Also, the universe consists of two polarities, positive and negative, or sattva and tama. The sattvaguna is positive and the tamaguna is negative. However, the rajaguna exists in the universe as neutral and will gain the polarity of the dominating force. If the tama dominates, the raja, action, becomes bondage. If the sattva dominates, the raja becomes positive and divine, light.